Last month, the Food and Drug Administration approved the world's first vaccine to fight Ebola. Ervebo protects against the virus that is responsible for ravaging entire swaths of communities in Africa. More than 2,000 deaths have been reported in the Democratic Republic of the Congo since 2018. Helen Branswell has been covering this for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
When can we expect large amounts of vaccines to be available in places like the DRC, the Sierra Leone, and Guinea? Who gets access to it?
This vaccine has been used in the current outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo in large amounts, actually. As of yesterday, over 262,000 people in the outbreak have been vaccinated. In terms of other countries that have had Ebola outbreaks in the past, there's no immediate plan to roll out this vaccine. The thing about Ebola is it breaks out sporadically. You don't know where it's going to break out, although there's sort of a band of countries through Central Africa that seem to be home to the bats that probably transmit this virus. But there's no real notion at this point that you would widely vaccinate people across that belt. And it would be really expensive to vaccinate a whole bunch of people against a pathogen that they might never see. So that's not likely the way this vaccine is going to be used. Instead, it will be used when there is an outbreak. And it will likely be used by researchers who work with the Ebola virus and who would very much like to be protected.
That makes sense. Can you remind us how Ebola is spread, where it comes from, and will this vaccine work on an already infected person?
The source of Ebola hasn't been, 100% proven, but there seems to be little doubt that it comes from some kinds of bats and works its way to people either because somebody has an encounter with a bat. In some places, bats are eaten, and so that might be a route of transmission. Or primates in the jungle can become infected with, having had encounters with bats. And then it spreads from person to person by people looking after somebody who's sick. So it's really impossible at this point to tell whether or not the vaccine is effective as a post-exposure treatment. But there is some interesting data from the WHO, which is overseeing the use of the vaccine in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. What they've found is that people who were vaccinated and then later went on to develop disease, they were much less likely to die than people who hadn't been vaccinated. So it could be that if the vaccine hasn't prevented infection in those cases, that it gives them a leg up and it helps their body develop an immune response to the virus that just, increases their survival chances.
Mm-hmm. In southeastern Guinea, the vaccine trial had been found to be effective. Is that correct?
Yes.
But this study produced backlash, right? Both in the findings and the approach were critiqued. Why?
Some people in science really think that only randomized controlled trials can give you a good answer. They do not like things that are called adaptive design trials, which is what the ring vaccination was. And so, there are people who really are not convinced that the design of that trial led to an answer that can be believed.
That's Helen Branswell. She's with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Helen, thank you.
Thank you.